Hi!
Hello. Hello, come on in.
At the Strife family home, there's a giant construction paper menorah in the window with three construction paper candles aglow. The kids are spinning dreidels on a table in the living room. It's clear that the story of Hanukkah and the traditions that go with it are treasured here.
Where do we play?
My name is Zora Strife. While the Jews were practicing Judaism in secret, anytime someone non-Jewish wandered by, they put away their books and pulled out dreidels and simply said, "Oh, we're just playing this harmless game. We're not being Jewish."
Zora and Lila's mother, Vic, is frying potato pancakes called latkes in the kitchen. Latkes are one of two traditional foods eaten during Hanukkah.
Hard to meet an American who doesn't like fried potatoes. In just a slightly different form. The tradition is to eat foods fried in oil because of the oil miracle. So the one tradition is the potatoes fried in oil, and the other one is the donuts fried in oil. That's apparently what everybody in Israel does. Hanukkah is a fun holiday. Some Jewish holidays are super serious, and some of them require tons of preparation, and this isn't one of them. It's a very light holiday. Some of the origin is very serious, but we don't really tend to focus on the war, for example. You know, we generally, as a family and as a synagogue and as a culture in the United States, we tend to focus on the candles and the presents and the fried food and... It's fun.
Vic's husband Joshua converted to Judaism, and he says he still remembers the first Hanukkah with his family.
You know, when you start your own family, you really begin setting your own family traditions, even if it's the melding of two families into one. We had fun. It was fun to light candles. It was fun to decide how we would divvy up presents. And as we had children, you know, you have all the different decisions that any parent has, who gets to light what candle and when and all that kind of fun. Each child gets their own candelabra, their own menorah to light. And then we also have the one that is in the window. So we would start by lighting the candles and saying the traditional prayer over the candle lighting.
After lighting the menorahs and chowing down on some latkes, it's finally time to open a present.
What's that?
Wizard looks like a Harry Potter board game.
During Hanukkah, the children get a gift each night, and Vic says one of their family traditions is to wait until the eighth night of Hanukkah to open a gift for the entire family.
That's a tradition that rose just organically out of family life. One year, 5 or 6 years ago, we got everybody a Nerf gun and a bunch of those squishy Nerf bullets. And the next thing I knew, there was a huge Nerf battle happening all over the downstairs of the house. And the kids were having a complete blast. And I thought, this is something I definitely want to do again.
Each of the past eight nights, a new construction paper flame has appeared on the menorah that's taped to the Strife's window, lit from right to left. After Hanukkah ends tonight, they'll take it down until they relight it next year. For WFIU News, I'm Alexander McCall.